Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Hello, welcome to today's live. Today, I want to talk to you about ditching the processing, because we can get so obsessed with processing our limiting beliefs, our blocks, things that are no longer serving us. But what if you didn't have to overthink that? What if you didn't have to overanalyze all of that, and you could instead just up-level into the energy of the manifestation? So what does that look like? What does that mean? It means coming to your manifestation, becoming the frequency, vibration, energy of your manifestation without going over each little block or each little idea or thought that is keeping you from the manifestation, and just being in the energy of what it is to receive that manifestation. So instead of looking at all of the reasons why we believe we can't have it, stepping into the energy of the person who already has the manifestation, what would you be feeling? What would you be thinking? What would you be saying? How would you be acting? And so essentially, we're moving out of that previous conditioning, previous way that we've thought about it, and we are not anymore moving from that space of lack, scarcity, and fear. We are moving into becoming, embodying the energy of the manifestation. So it's just yet another tool in your tool belt of becoming the vibrational match, the energy, the frequency to what you want to manifest. And of course, there's nothing wrong with, especially if you're feeling like there is something specific that you want to work through, to look at your limiting beliefs and move through them. Absolutely 100% great, fine. And at the same time, we also want to have a tool in our tool belt that allows us to just jump into the energy of the manifestation. With all the tools, you get to decide what tool works best for you in any given circumstance, in any given moment, right? When you're feeling really stuck around something in particular that you want to break through, then go ahead and journal that out and do all the processing that you want. But there are other moments where you're less resistant to the manifestation being yours, you becoming the match to it. You feel more aligned, you feel more excited, you feel more like this is possible. Perhaps you've just seen a synchronicity and you're like, yes, this is it. And in those moments, no need to go back to the limiting beliefs and work through them. Align with that energy that you see yourself becoming. Align with the energies of the synchronicities that are happening. Appreciate all of it coming to you and you being the energy. So ditch the processing and then just move into the energy. It's almost like a leap in a way, because you know that you're not the current match to your manifestation, but instead of trying to dig up all of the reasons why you're not, you just decide that you get to be the energy of that manifestation, that you get to call it in, that you get to become that person who has experiences, does whatever it is that you want to manifest, and you move yourself into that energy. And again, you do this when it feels good. If it feels difficult, that's not your particular tool that you use in this situation. I hope that's helpful. Practice this week feeling into the energy and the emotions of what it is that you're wanting to manifest, if that feels good. And I will be with you again next week. Have a wonderful, aligned, powerful rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode.
and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.